funny part is, that card's been possessed since I got it. And Monday, someone comes in and tells me, do you realize the decals are turned upside down?
I'm gonna go ahead and call the meeting to order.
I think.
Mel's ready to start.
Yeah. Can we get the roll call, please?
Mel Poole.
Here.
Greg Johnson.
Here.
Marie Williams.
Here.
George Vitales is excused. Chris Wilson is excused.
All right, so I make a motion, we need to approve the July 18th minutes. I have a motion on the floor.
I'll throw them.
I'll second.
Minutes have been approved.
Wait. One of you needs to make the motion and one of you needs to second it. Are you serving as the chairperson?
Yes.
I made the motion.
She made the motion and he approved.
Well, she said I agree. She
didn't second it.
I second.
Oh, okay, I thought you approved it, sorry. Thank you, Mel.
I'm sorry, you're doing a great job, by the way. I approved the minutes.
I thought I heard you make the motion, sorry.
No, I approved it. He seconded. Now what do you want?
As you were saying.
So moving right along on the agenda, any public comments? No one wishing to appear for the board? Persons wishing to appear? We have no one appearing for the board. We're moving right along. Unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business we need to discuss?
I don't think so. I have an update.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Go ahead.
No? So you want to go ahead and we'll go ahead and let you do your update?
Sure. It's with regard to the wood carving at OGC. The artist will be, or the wood carver, Chad Gainey, will be coming in the 11th through the 13th, I believe.
And of November?
Of November, yes.
November 11th through the 13th.
Cool. So, the 13th through the 16th, I stand corrected.
November 13th.
Are we doing two now since we had another tree fall down?
and no.
No, okay.
Just one.
I was just kidding.
Let's get this one done.
What will the artist be doing the 13th through the 16th?
The wood carving, the tree.
He's actually going to carve. Okay.
Yes.
Sweet.
On those dates. And Ron Russo has been instrumental in helping facilitate that.
Great.
So that's not going to affect any play or nothing like that, right?
No, we're going to make provisions. I brought it to our staff's attention and Wes and Jason. They're going to make provisions to screen that area so he's safe.
Yeah. That's a very normal area to hit the ball.
Good to know. Yeah.
I'm sure that's the natural slight fade.
Over the pond.
A lot of balls land by that tree.
Yep.
Anything else on that?
That's it. I'm always surprised to agree.
Any new business we'd like to discuss?
Yeah, I guess this is the right place to discuss it. And I wasn't at the last meeting, so I'm not sure if it was discussed at the last meeting.
It wasn't.
Thank you, Mel.
Because I think I know where you're
going. He's reading my mind, but he's reading my mind correctly. we are going to put the Ocala Golf Club management contract out on the streets. We're going to issue an ITN to just see what's out there. And I will tell you that, and we've said this to Billy Casper Golf, our city manager has a policy of not renewing contracts. Mm-hmm. So even though the city puts that language in there to reserve the right, and in some cases it's to our benefit to have it in there to reserve the right to renew contracts.
Yes.
If there's a huge fiscal advantage, so for example, a gas contract might fall under that. If we know that there's no way we're going to get a better price and we want to preserve those prices. Right. But in the interest of accountability and transparency, we think it's appropriate to put this back out on the street. And it's not a reflection on Billy Casper Golf. We fully expect that they will submit a proposal in response to that, but we just feel like it's our responsibility to make sure we're on the right course and see what else is out there. So they're aware. We've had this conversation with them, and I believe they've briefed their staff. So we will start that process soon. I did just pull the old ITN. Chris Sagan's working on a history of stats and line item budgets for me, so that, because I know that will be, that's one of the typical questions we get in those kind of ITNs. So we'll have that information. So we would like for one of our golf board members to serve on that selection committee. So we would need for you all to make a decision to vote on who wants to serve in that position.
So when would you need that name by?
Probably if you want to wait and vote next time, if you all want to think about it. This RFP will possibly get issued before the next meeting, but we certainly won't have done any of right. the work on it.
Because we won't meet until what, January?
Mm-hmm. When is the contract in for Billy Casper?
The contract is good through the end of September of 2017.
Next year.
Okay. So we have another whole year, but we have to. It takes that long to put it out, go through the review process, because we'll certainly do presentations. We'll shortlist and do presentations. We'll make site visits, that sort of thing. So, and then we have typically like to allow at least a 3-month transition period. If we were to go with someone other than Billy Casper Golf, we would want them on board by July, so that we have a transition period before that contract ends. So I believe we can wait until January. Do you feel comfortable waiting until January to know who's on the board? Alternatively, we can call. I'm just concerned that there's two people who aren't here.
Yeah, that was my concern.
So we could call a special meeting.
If we have to call a special meeting, we will, but I think we'll be good for January.
Okay.
It just may require some prompt action in January. You may be, whoever selected may get a packet that day. So.
Yeah. I need a decision by the next day.
Can it be decided outside of this room?
You all cannot discuss it outside of this room.
Okay.
But you can individually let me know of your interest in serving on that. If you're interested, you can let me know outside of this room. You could just shoot me an email or shoot an email to Michelle. And we can send an email to the other golf board members so that they're aware that we're looking for that as well.
And again, Billy Casper Golf has done a superb job for us, not just the golf course, but the banquet and the facilities. It's really a jam-up job for us. And we fully expect them to submit a bid. But it's kind of hard to prove a negative, so we're just going to send it out there and see what we get.
Okay. Sounds fair.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm going out and venturing out to test the waters is always a good thing. It's not a bad thing to go out and see what's out there. Mm-hmm. Take it to the next level. I think Billy Casper has done a fantastic job since I've been on the board.
Yeah, I would agree.
So,
I mean, I don't know from a revenue, profit, and loss standpoint, I don't really look at those numbers that close. But as far as the service they provide and the conditions of the course and the facilities, I'm happy with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right,
so we'll table that and plan to make it.
So will you put that on the agenda next time around? And then if we end up having a special meeting, depending on the timing of that,
excuse me,
it'll be on this.
Any more new business? So Mr. Leonard is not here. Keller Golf Report. So we'll move on to Pine Oaks. Clark.
Okay. Man, this maze is going fast.
You wouldn't bring
it on to slow y'all down.
Don't get in the way.
I scribbled some notes here. I'm going to start out with a almost a memorial. We've had several people die at our golf course. I just wanted to kind of acknowledge that.
At the golf course?
Well, no. Okay. I didn't phrase that. We had five of our members in the month of August pass away.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Now, three of them had been sick for a while. A couple of them got sick and died very suddenly. But you may recognize a couple of these names, but I thought I'd bring it to your attention. But George Gossett, I know you know Gail. Gail's
I was at the funeral.
Frequent
wonderful
player.
Funeral.
But George passed away. He got a rare disease and passed. We had a guy named Al Holly. He ultimately succumbed to cancer. Also, Tim Carey, same thing. Bob Wainscott, same thing. And then Doug Taylor. Doug wasn't officially a member, but the lady that works in our snack bar, Cindy, that was her father.
Finder,
he played here
Cindy's father, yeah.
He passed. And then we had an employee pass away. I regret to say that Billy Stilson passed away. Kathy, you probably remember Billy Stilson. We actually hired Billy with the city about 15 years ago, and he wound up, when all this transition happened, he wound up coming over here, but he was 60 years old, so we hate to lose him. He was a good guy. And anyway, we had a slow summer. To add insult to injury, it was just a bad summer for us. I can't explain it. I don't know if it's course conditions. I don't know what the deal was, but it was. I know it was extremely hot, but it's always hot. But our numbers were definitely down. I don't have any kind of a quarterly report to give you, but I did write down a couple of numbers just as an indication. In 2015, for the third quarter, which is always our worst quarter, I think any golf course in Florida would be the same in that regard. But in 2015, we did 7,109 rounds of golf. In 2016, we did 6,694 rounds of golf. So I guess doing the math, it's maybe not as bad as I thought, but it's about 400 rounds less than the normal. So, but October has picked up, so it's just hard to say. But we're glad summer's over. I'll say that it's our hardest time. It's the time of year that if I could skip it, I would. It's tough to.
It was a hot summer.
It's tough to come every day and deal with the heat and to take care of the golf course, and then your revenues are not there. But then things turn around and your attitude changes and everything's all good again. So we're looking forward to a good fall and winter season. We got a couple of tournaments coming up this weekend. We got the Estella Burke Whitman annual fundraiser golf tournament. It's for that resource, health resource center over here on this side of town. If anybody's interested, that's this Saturday. It's a four-person tournament. We have the Gator Seminole, the annual Gator Seminole tournament that we've always put on. That's on a Monday, which is unique. It's the Monday before Thanksgiving. And then we got a bunch of group outings that we've scheduled. A lot of people are calling, you know, it's kind of a good indicator that you are going to have a good fall and winter. We've already had a couple of them, and they utilize this room. We cook for them, different things. And I'm kind of excited. FedEx, you know, is over here, and I've been reaching out to them and vice versa. And we've got a couple of meetings booked. I don't know why they don't do it at their 80,000 square foot facility over there, but they've got a couple of meetings scheduled for here. We're going to cook for them the whole deal, and then I'm pretty confident that we're going to get some kind of a golf league from the FedEx Ground Center over here, probably next spring. We'll do that in conjunction with our regular Wednesday league that we have. We'll do it another night. And of course, I understand that there's another big facility. I forget, is it AutoZone? But that's a year or two down the road. But you're always looking forward to the new play to replace these people that keep passing away. You know, we're as far as the golf course is concerned, I mean, we were actually able to get the greens drawn in this summer. They're looking much better. Number five is totally grassed over now. The fairways are looking good. We got a couple of areas that we had a little bit of erosion on number 13. When we went through our drought back in the spring, and then when we finally did start getting some really heavy thunderstorms, there's a couple places that that washed a little bit across 13 there, but we've got a plan for that. We were going to put some field dirt in there, maybe resod a couple of those areas before the. Now that the grass has stopped growing, we can do some of those projects. I think the whole city can be thankful about the storm, you know, not hitting us like it could have. I think we had one tree come down, a pine tree, and Marion tree's already got it picked up. We actually have some from the previous storm that are yet to be picked up, a couple dead pine trees that pine beetles have gotten. But it's now that we're, you know, past the growing season, it looks great around there. I'd love to see a couple of y'all ride around and see the golf course. It looks terrific right now. But we did put the winter grass on our greens. I know some courses now choose not to do that, but we've always elected to overseed. That project went real well last week, and then we've had a really good run of weather. You have to be a little bit lucky with a lot of this stuff, you know. Timing is good, so it's been in the 60s at night, you know, and about 85 in the daytime, so it's perfect for germination. So I'm excited about that. I think we're going to have a really good winter green this winter. One more negative, my dadgum tractor got stolen over Labor Day weekend. I'm still aggravated about that. Somebody broke in our maintenance area. I've been in Ocala 18 years, it's never happened, so I'm not going to hit the panic button. But somebody broke in the maintenance area over Labor Day weekend. It was like Sunday night, or I don't remember the night, but I got it written down. But I get this call, and I'm up here at 3 o'clock in the morning. The police, as they had gotten into the maintenance building, used the tractor as a method of breaking through the fence, and went out behind 15 green and broke through the fence there. And we could tell there was a truck and a trailer that they loaded it up on, and just off they went. So that wasn't real good. We do have insurance, but you know how that goes. You're still better off if you'd like to get your tractor back. So, and Billy Stilson, the guy that I was referring to that passed away 2 years ago, he drove my original tractor off in the pond down here. So every 2 years, something happens to my tractor. And I'm driving the same old beat up truck. I have to buy a new tractor every 2 years. I'll never get another new truck. So anyhow, but thankfully nobody was hurt. You know, that's all important. And I did see on the news there was a little ring going around. There was some people stealing some John Deere equipment. So I don't know. The police they got too much to do. They don't have enough time to deal with something like that. But we obviously reported it, and there is an investigator on it. But it's probably a dead file by now. That's pretty much it for Pine Oaks. If anybody has any questions, I'll certainly be happy to entertain those.
Any questions?
You're going to come do your report first meeting in November, right?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks. First tee?
I can finish up with that. First tee, I'm excited to report the first tee. We have a new executive director, and I'll reach out to her. Steve Albright's our current president. I'm not president anymore, but I was on the committee, and Chris Wilson, you know, is no longer the executive director. We had an amicable separation there. He's doing something else now. But we put our heads together and went through the process, and we had some really, really good candidates. I mean, some really strong candidates for this position. And we come to the conclusion that the best person for the job was a lady. Her name is Jenny Weaver. She's been in our community for a while. She's really, really good at fundraising and events. I'm not sure she knows how to hold a five iron, but we didn't want that. We need somebody that can raise money and be an executive director. We got programming people that can handle all that, and I'm going to transition over there and help them some with the programming. But so we're excited about that. She literally has just started like this week, so I wasn't able to get her to this meeting, but I look forward to introducing the next meeting, hopefully. The Golden Ocala tournament went really well. That was in the minutes. We had that tournament at the end of September. We usually do it out there. Logistics are better, and we can make a good chunk. That's probably one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. Fall programming is in full swing between Ocala Golf Club and Pine Oaks. We have 107 students. Most of the programming is during the week over at Ocala, and then we have Saturday programming here. We're also, I say we, the outreach for that is the after school program. It's called, I'm not gonna be able to think of it. Anyway, we teach snag golf. It's starting new at golf. That's a clinic that's done it at the local elementary schools, and there's like 137 signed up for that. And the idea is to hopefully they'll transfer into the regular program. So it's going real well. We have some new board members. I'll just call them out real quick. You may know Joan Stearns. We're excited to get her on board. She's our former Congressman Stearns' wife. I met a really nice lady. I think she's going to help us. We've got a gentleman by the name of James McKinney. He's a retired military guy. He's serving as the golf coach at Lake Weir right now. And he's coming on board. And then Jason Linhart is going to serve on our board. Jason is the general manager at Ocala Golf Club. So I was excited when he said he was interested. I think it'll help us, and it's a good partnership to have him on board. So that's pretty much for the first tee, pretty much it. So I'll try to get Jenny to come to the next meeting at Ocala.
Okay.
And can we back up to Ocala Golf Club?
Sure.
Just to remind you, they have the camp tournament this month.
Yeah, so Oswald.
Thank you.
I was about to say, it's not
and
spring.
What is it? What is the...
That's this weekend, the Doug Oswald Senior.
It's a Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, I think they had the Bo Williams. They had the Bo Williams recently, right?
Yep. They just recently had the Bo Williams. And we had, of course, we had the summer games. I didn't report on that. That was a pretty good success. We both did that one. I hear good things. I think Billy Castor is doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, I haven't been out there in about a month, but everything looked pretty good last time I was out there.
Well, and they hired two new hires, mm-hmm. new food and beverage manager.
Oh, really? They changed?
Yes.
Okay.
And wow, he's got a lot going on. I mean, that facility's getting booked left and right. And then,
oh, wow, good.
And then they hired a new head golf professional.
Well, yeah, because Chris left.
Yes. And okay. So they hired, I can't remember the name of the guy.
Yeah.
But he was working there before, and then he left and went to one of their other properties.
Okay.
His last name Nichols, or?
He was working at Munich?
Mm-hmm. Young guy.
Okay.
Bellevue High School grad. Local, good guy.
I'm sure I'll recognize him.
You'll recognize him. I can't remember his name, but he's super sharp, and he's going through the PGA program right now. So, but they're excited to have him back.
Okay,
I think he'll fit in with.
I didn't play last week because I was out of town. So,
I heard he played great after the storm.
I'll have to find out.
I didn't know what was that?
The course was pretty good after the storm. I'd stay over in the trees, trying to chase a ball. So, tells you about my game, right?
Yeah, you can always tell who plays out of the traps.
Right.
Because they have the most comments about the traps.
I don't like the water.
Yeah, and then there's those too.
That's intimidating for me.
Yeah, the water is in all the wrong spots.
Well,
what
is it? Five. See, keep putting us back further and further where we're supposed to be, way up here. And so when we're trying to get over that water, and a lot of balls went all over that water 2 weeks ago because it was so far back. It was almost back with the green, because we played the yellow.
So, moving right along, the association reports.
That's me. yes, some of our gals have come back from Canada, and some are not coming back because of money situations, I guess. But we have 12 girls that are going over to Candler Hill next week for their golf around over there. And I think right now we have 18 girls that are on our roster to be playing. And everything is going good, except for hole number five. Five. So anyway, yes, that's all I have to say.
We'll have to get that more guy to say.
I know, we got it. We would love to take that pole down.
Yeah, let's move it up a little bit.
And the whole problem is we're really going to have to work on it when we have our big golf around in April, because the card still says 78 yards. And these girls read that card really good, you know, when they're playing from out of town, and I mean from all the other courses. So, anyway, that's it.
I would love to hit from 78.
Yeah, would you? But when he puts it, he angles it so we're going right over the water.
Yeah.
Not over where the green is, we're going over the water. So, but the course is in beautiful shape. It really is good.
Comments from the board members.
I have nothing.
Okay, everything sounds good. So the process with the RFP. So how many people would that go out to, roughly? Three, other than Billy Casper?
Oh, no. Last time, I think we had probably at least eight.
Oh, wow, really?
That responded. You get the bigger companies, and then, but then there were some, there's some companies that manage, you know, they're not huge, but they manage quite a few in Florida.
Right.
So, and then you get some, just independents that'll, some will pair up with each other for, you know, maybe one does maintenance and one does pro shop food and beverage type stuff. They'll pair up together. We had a few of those last time, so.
So if there's 8 or 10, do you spend time with all of them, or do you narrow it down quickly to a few?
Yeah, typically what we do is we get together and we review the written proposals. And we rank them, and then we typically, that ranking has a scoring that you can see an obvious the top from the bottom.
Right.
That's typically how it happens. And then you say, okay, we're going to have presentations by the ones at the top.
Okay.
We issued, and I haven't talked to Tiffany yet, our procurement manager, to make sure she wants to do this, but last time we issued an ITN. Not an RFP. So with an ITN, we have the right to negotiate with multiple companies at the same time.
Right.
And we did that last time. We had two companies that we negotiated with up till the very end.
Yeah.
And then with the RFP, you rank them and you only negotiate with the top ranked one. And if you're not able to come to an agreement, then you go to the next one. But you're not negotiating at the same time.
Okay.
So I'll confirm with her that she wants to go back out with an ITN.
I'm just getting a feel, because when we're deciding, right, who wants to serve on that committee.
Don't look at me.
How time consuming that would be. As you know, I'm in a newer job, so I wouldn't have a lot of time I could take off of work for it. And it's probably fairly time consuming, right?
So, yeah, most of the review, the review of the stuff, that's your nighttime reading. And then, but then once we set up presentations, if we have like four or five, that can be an all day long.
Right. And thing. You do site visits.
And then we
so
do
that,
site
that
visits.
That can be some days.
Yeah. And I want to say the last time the whole committee didn't do the site visits.
Really?
We sent out, we had a few people that we sent out to do the site visits and then report back.
Yeah.
So, but. And it could be, I can't recall. It's been a while.
Andrew.
It could be we offered it to everyone and everyone just couldn't go.
Right.
I can't recall.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
So.
See. Okay. That's all I have.
They're fun. At least mine was.
We do need a golfer or two on the actual committee, though. Because there is a part of those site visits that involve getting on the course and seeing how it plays, and I can tell you if it looks pretty. I know what it's supposed to look like. When I do a review of a golf course, I take my husband with me, and he tells me if you get a real bad rating on the traps, that tells you how bad his game was that day.
Right.
Don't like a lot of trees.
Yeah.
Open. So do you want a max of one person?
Yeah,
could
one,
there
one
be
person
more
from the golf
board.
Yeah,
one person. You don't want to.
Yeah.
So we'll come back around to that.
Yeah.
We'll have, I asked Anthony from finance, I need to get with Marianne and clear it with her, but because he sits in the meetings, I feel like he understands the financial part of the business pretty well. We like to have someone from the finance budget group sit on there too, so.
Makes sense.
Chairman, I have one question at some point I'd like to ask.
Sure.
Kind of goes back to Pine Oaks and the Cal report. Kathy, I know that you guys were real busy with the hurricane and stuff, but has Steve Wood and Clark been able to touch base on, you know, improvements?
I think Steve said y'all haven't gotten together yet, right?
Yeah, we haven't. We haven't.
Okay. Do you want to try to do that before the November meeting, or how do you want to?
It's up to you.
Before council?
Yeah, before council.
Yeah, I don't know that they'll get it done before then, but I know Steve was supposed to reach out to you, and we met with him. He was at our projects meeting last Tuesday, so I don't know what he had on his plate. Matter of fact, I don't think I've seen him since then, so.
Like I said, I know the hurricanes, but it would be good, I think, if you guys could touch base before.
Yeah, get it started.
Well, yeah, the growing season's hard on everybody. It's just, once you start getting rain, you don't worry about it.
I just reminded him that what we were looking for was a kind of an evaluation that would help to develop a scope.
Yes.
That we could put out to get a either an irrigation company or a golf course architect to help us assign a cost, right? To
right.
What just fixing the existing irrigation would be, so.
Okay, all right. So
thank
we'll
you.
Have Steve get in touch with you.
Okay, thank you.
So, Clark, is the east side, is it closed now permanently for the disc golf?
Well, no. It's, you guys probably know more about it than me. What I know is that the east, the Pine Oaks Preserve, which is currently the disc course, I guess the city is approved and there's going to be a recharge wetland area built over there. And right now, they're just doing preliminary testing. They're doing some well drilling. And I was talking to some guy today. I think they've dug like 35 holes over there already. Not all of them deep. Only two or three of them are, 100 feet. And it's just preliminary testing from what I understand.
Yeah,
just in preparation to, find out what has to be done to construct it. And what I've been told by pretty much the public works people is it'd probably be a year before they even start construction. Is that accurate?
Probably.
Yep.
So with that said, it'd be probably the end of next year before it would even start. So I think at that point, I can't imagine, I'm sure it probably gonna move the baskets to another location.
Yeah, and then it'll close. And well, or one thing we can consider, and I haven't driven around myself, but the course. If it's something we can move to the golf course side, Plantation has a disc golf course on their facility. I feel like you have enough wide tree areas because they like to throw through the trees, so they don't play on the fairway. They play next to and within the rough.
Yeah.
So something for you to think about, because if it's something we could relocate onto the course, and it doesn't, I think that's a 27, is that 27 holes over there?
24.
Okay. It doesn't necessarily even have to be that long, so just something to think about. If not, we'll be looking for whether we can set something up at Scott Springs or Ocala Regional Sportsplex.
Yeah.
What is Plantation? I'm lost.
It's a golf course. It's a golf course in Crystal River.
Oh, Crystal River, okay.
Yeah.
The first disc golf course I ever saw.
I was surprised because it's so far. I thought we were talking about
that was the first one I ever saw when we were talking about putting one in.
There's a lot of alligators there too.
The guy took me over there to look at theirs, and it's right on the golf course.
So I didn't know you. So what are you doing with this over here?
It's going to become a wetlands.
Wetland, is that what?
Recharge slash park.
I saw that
park.
Okay, nice.
It'll be pretty neat.
Thought maybe y'all were making it a golf course again when you started talking about it.
No. I used to play that over there years ago.
Les, I have, Clark, I think it's great that you're at least having conversations, discussion with FedEx, and then have some type of camaraderie there, if you want to use that term.
Sure.
Ozone. Who knows what that could lead to, especially being right there.
So. Absolutely. And long term for the city, period.
Yeah. That's great.
With all that development.
Mm-hmm. So, other than that, there are not any more comments. Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn.
I'll second. Sure, got that right.